crisis. Tokyo reported a record rise in coronavirus cases on Saturday as Japan experiences a surge that now includes a new fast-spreading strain. Japan has also decided to ban all new entries of foreign nationals from December 28th to the end of January following the detection of the new virus variant in arrivals from Britain. South Korea posted its second highest daily number of coronavirus cases on Saturday as outbreaks at a prison, nursing homes, and churches continue to grow, prompting authorities to plead for a halt to all year-end gatherings. Sydney residents were urged not to head to the shops for Boxing Day bargains, while those in some northern beach suburbs prepared to re-enter a strict lockdown for 3 days from Sunday as the Australian city seeks to stamp out a coronavirus outbreak. A fire killed at least 7 people and injured several others on Saturday at a private hospital that was treating coronavirus patients on the outskirts of the Egyptian capital, Cairo, local sources and media said. Iran has extended a nighttime traffic curfew to 330 lower-risk cities in an effort to sustain a recent fall in the number of new coronavirus infections and deaths. That's what state television reported on Saturday. Russia on Saturday approved its main COVID-19 vaccine, Sputnik V, for use by people over the age of 50. Russian news agency cited the health ministry as saying people over 60 have thus far been excluded from Russia's national inoculation program as the shot was tested on this age group separately. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. And here are some of the other stories making headlines around the world today. The jobless benefits of millions of Americans.